Hello, this is Brother Daniel Ritchie, and thank you for joining us at aplainpath.wordpress.com. Let's open the Word of God today and see what He has for us.
I'm glad that I have people in my life that I can trust. My parents, I have great aunts and uncles, a wonderful pastor, a wonderful assistant pastor, wonderful friends that I can lean on and I can trust. And take to heart words that they say, knowing that they'd be said in love, but not only in love, they'd been said in a way that can help. But more important than that is when God says something. Haggai 1, verse number 7 says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." He goes on to say, "You sow much, but you bring in little. You do much, but nothing much comes from it. You can do all of these things and try as hard as you can, but you're not getting anything to come through it." And he said, "But why?" He said, "Because my house lay in waste." So often in our life, we feel like the more that we do, the better we should be. But you can abstain from the bad things, but it's still wrong to neglect the good things. They were no longer worshiping idols, which was great. They were no longer sacrificing to these evil things, but they were neglecting God's house. They weren't doing the right things. And Christian, we can do the exact same thing. We can abstain from sin in every aspect, but if we're not doing what God's Word says for us to do, consider your ways. Why are we not reaping the way they once did? Why are souls not being saved the way they once did? Consider your ways. You're abstaining from sin, but are you faithfully following the Word of God? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
Thank you again for joining us today, and may God bless you in His service on a plain path.